Voices of Hope for Aphasia, in cooperation with the University of South Florida, USF, present Building Research Initiatives by Developing Group Effort, Bridge, October 19th through the 20th, 2018, a real-time record. Executive Summary. Thank you for participating in the Building Research Initiatives by Developing Group Effort, Bridge, 2018 conference. Below are highlights of our two-day conference. The subsequent pages of this real-time record provide the supporting details documenting the presentations, discussions, and activities engaged by the attendees. Bridge Conference attendees gathered in October 19th and 20th, 2018, to participate in this inaugural Aphasia Research Clinician-Patient Partners Collaboration effort. Attendees represented the following stakeholder groups as identified by the conference leadership: aphasia stakeholder groups, researchers, clinicians, consumers, family members. The conference kicked off with Lisa Stewart of Patient-Centered Outcome Research Institute, PCORI, or PCORI, delivering the keynote address on the topic of the vision of patient partners, researchers, clinician collaborations, and how it would change things. At the core of her message was the need for patient-centered, patient-driven collaborative efforts. The keynote was followed by a panel discussion touching on topics including the need to move away from old research methods, the benefits of an expanded focus of success factors beyond impairment, and a look at the impact of the 1990 passing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, as a pretext to what is next in aphasia research. Panelists included Audrey Holland, PhD, CCC/SLP, BC-ANCDS, Catherine M. Yorkston, PhD, BC-ANCDS, Jackie Hinckley, PhD, CCC-SLP, BC-ANCDS. The day one concluded with attendees participating in the three rounds of research topic explorations to select a topic to collaborate on with other attendees in research teams. Attendees shopped from the 17 possible research topics, 14 topics were predetermined by the conference leadership, and an additional 3 topics proposed by conference attendees, and ultimately selected 11 topics to move forward on day two. Day two activities engaged conference attendees in the collaborative process of evolving topics and related brainstorming among newly formed research teams into actualized researched questions. Of the 11 topics selected and listed below in the table, one is an attendee-proposed topic, educating stakeholders. Captured in the table on the next page are the final research questions by topic/team. Table. Top research topics. Research question. Topic. Identity after aphasia. Question. Does starting a life coaching program before rehabilitation discharge improve self-esteem, communication interaction, and quality of life? Topic. Caregiver training. Question. What is the best format of co-survivor support at each phase of the aphasia journey? Topic. Stories of recovery or stories of aphasia. Question. Do clinicians who receive training in personal narrative methods have a larger impact than untrained clinicians on communication and quality of life measures in patients who have aphasia due to stroke? Topic. Recovery trajectory. Question, what is the effect of video documentation on recovery trajectory during the first year of a person with aphasia and their caregivers' perceptions of recovery compared to the usual care? Topic, yoga. Question, in people with aphasia and co-survivors, will 8 weeks twice per week, 90 minutes per session of aphasia-friendly yoga demonstrate benefits on quantitative and qualitative measures of stress, pain management, and relationship mutuality? Topic, telepractice. Question. Do people with aphasia report increased scores on the patient-specific function scale following the aphasia-friendly YouTube versus clinician-directed training with selected applications and technology? Topic. Naming treatment. Question. Are RTMS or other brain stimulation approaches more effective than traditional word-finding therapy for improving word-finding? Topic. What happens in the long term of patients with aphasia? Question. How does aphasia affect maintenance and development of friendship over time? Topic. Life participation approach. Question. What do people with aphasia experience at and post-discharge from acute care using survey methodologies and semi-structured interviews? Topic. strategies of quality of life interventions. Question, what are our themes that define thriving in PWA, and what are the strategies they are using to support / achieve that? Topic, educating stakeholders. Question, does video module training improve stakeholders' understanding of comfort with aphasia? End table. Day 2 concluded with attendees working in their research teams to develop priority next steps necessary to launch their team's research project. Teams documented next steps to include team member responsibilities, deliverables, and timelines. This ends this executive summary. Read by Gregor Hinckley.